Sometimes we are taken up with the more common signs of the last days that many people talk about. Verse 6, wars, rumors of wars, we see plenty of them. There are two warnings he gave us. Verse 4, see to it that no one deceives you, number one. And the middle of verse 6, see to it that you don't get frightened. Please remember these two things. In the last days, don't get frightened by what's happening around you. And don't let anybody deceive you. Those are the two warnings he gave. And it says here that the wars, verse 7, nation rising against nation, famines, earthquakes, all these things, signs of the last days, most Christians know. But there are some things mentioned here that most Christians don't know, which are signs of the last days. For example, do you know that one of the signs of the last days is, verse 10, many believers will fall away. Did you know that? Many believers will fall away from the church. And, verse 12, many people's love will grow cold. But in the midst of all this, who's going to be saved? The one who is not disturbed by people's love growing cold, and the one who's not disturbed by people falling away? The one, verse 13, who endures to the end in loving the Lord, he will be saved. So this enduring till the end is not something that many people speak much about. The most familiar and common part of the gospel that is preached everywhere is accept Christ and you're born again. It's almost as though that's it. You got your certificate and you're definitely going to heaven, whatever you may do thereafter. But that's not what the Bible says. And if you don't have a Bible, then of course you could be deceived. But I've often made this statement many times. If you know English and you have an English Bible and you don't read it carefully, listen to this, you deserve to be deceived. You deserve to be deceived if you know English and you have an English Bible and you don't read it regularly. And you will be deceived. Okay, let me give you one example. Matthew chapter 7. This is the reason why many people fall away. One of the signs of the last days, if people ask me, what are the signs of the last days? Today I don't speak about earthquakes and wars and all that. That's everybody knows. I say one of the signs of the last days is many believers will fall away from the faith. And I don't want to be in that number. Matthew chapter 7, and I'll tell you the reason why many will fall away. Because the other thing he said, there'll be a lot of deception in the last days. This is one of the first things he said in Matthew 24 when they asked, what is the sign of the last days? The first thing he said is, don't allow anybody to deceive you. That's why I said, if you know English and you got an English Bible and you don't read it regularly, you will definitely be deceived. Because many of us think we know the Bible. And I'll tell you why I say that. I asked a brother once who'd been a believer for more than 20 years, good believer. But he had a very important job and he was very busy in his job. And I said, do you read the Bible every day? He said, no, I don't get time sometimes. Do you get time to eat your food? Yes. Do you get time to go to work? Yes. But you don't get time to read what God has to say? There's something wrong with your priority, I told him. And I say that to anybody sitting here, you eat your food every day, you go to work every day, and you don't have time to read the Bible every day. I would seriously say, I doubt whether you're really born again. I doubt whether the life of God has come into you at all. Or is it just a religion with a whitewash that you have? Because I know when the life of God came into me, I was not a regular reader of the Bible. In fact, when I joined the Navy, I didn't have any desire other than to go up in the world. But when the life of God came in, I had such a tremendous desire to know what God said in His Word. Nobody had to tell me. Nobody had to tell me, urge me, read, 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 read. Not even once. It's the life of God. It's like a baby crying for milk. Do you have to teach a baby to cry for milk? I remember when my wife told me how sometimes she's been in the delivery room with, as a doctor, with somebody giving birth, and the baby wouldn't cry, it'd come out and just be like that. And my wife would take that baby and press its chest, and there were at least two believers like that in our church in Bangalore who were saved like that because my wife was in the delivery room. Otherwise, they wouldn't be alive today. Because the baby was not crying out. It should cry out as soon as it's born. You know that. And after some time, if it doesn't cry for milk, something is seriously wrong. That is why I say many people who claim to be born again are not really born again. Because the Bible says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. You know that verse in 1 Peter and chapter 2? Verse 2, 1 Peter 2 verse 2. Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word of God, because that is how you will grow in your salvation. Have you ever understood that verse? What does it mean to grow in salvation? Have you ever read that? Have you ever read 1 Peter 2 verse 2 in your life? If you read it, you should know the answer. And if you don't know the answer, I would say, my dear brother, sister, you know I speak very frankly, you're a lazy Christian. That means you read something, you don't understand it, and you leave it. When I was a student in school and I would read something and I did not understand the meaning of it, I would immediately close that newspaper or book, take a dictionary, and try and find the meaning of that word, then go back to reading. That's how I improved my English. I'd recommend that to anybody. Whenever you read a word, if you're interested in knowing English, and you don't know the meaning of that, whether it's in a book or a newspaper or on the internet or anywhere, stop that, take a dictionary, look up the meaning of that word, your language will improve tremendously. Now, the same principle I applied to the Bible. Sometimes I read a reference quoted in an article. I don't know it. I stop reading the article. I take the Bible and look up that reference. Or sometimes I hear somebody quoting a reference and I don't know it. I stop and I listen. And I stop listening and I turn to the Bible. Just like my English improved, my knowledge of the Bible improved. Now, if you don't do that, for example, if in your place of work, they are proclaiming something that has to be done and you're one of the important staff there, and you don't know what they're talking about, and your job is dependent on it, would you seriously find out what is this thing they're talking about? Otherwise, if I can't do it, I'll lose my job. You would, all of you would do it. I want to ask you, why don't you do that when it comes to the Bible? That a verse is quoted, you don't even know what it is. I'll tell you, because your job is more important than Jesus Christ. You may not believe it, but it's the truth. Your job is more important to you than your Christian life. That's sad. As newborn babes long for the milk of the word, a baby that does not cry for milk, something is seriously wrong with it.